This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Denver International Airport opened a new state-of-the-art security checkpoint today. The new West Security is on the sixth level near the United Airlines lobby and will operate daily from 4 in the morning until 7:30 at night. The checkpoint uses new technology that allows passengers to leave items like liquids and laptops in their bags. Officials say the project was completed under budget and on time. A Republican effort to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas failed in the U.S. House tonight. Colorado Representative Ken Buck was one of a handful of decisive Republican no votes. He was joined by all of Colorado's Democratic members, Democratic Congresswoman Diana DeGette.
There's no evidence of impeachable offenses here. Having been an impeachment manager in the second Trump impeachment trial, I can tell you that with certainty.
The vote failed 214 to 216. Colorado Republican Lauren Boebert said it was a total disgrace that Mayorkas survived that vote. El Paso County Representative Doug Lamborn also voted to impeach. House Republicans are expected to bring the resolution up again tomorrow for passage. A listeria outbreak has prompted a nationwide recall of dairy products from Rizzo Lopez Foods, a major producer of Latin American ingredients. The Centers for Disease Control say at least four people in Colorado have become sick with the illness. The recall includes about a dozen products. Rizzo Lopez products are widely sold in Latin grocery stores, and some appear under Whole Foods 365 brand. Symptoms of listeria can take weeks to appear. It is especially dangerous for pregnant people, immunocompromised people, and older adults. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.